The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Pleasure to welcome you to God's presence this morning. It's our Thanksgiving service, and we are grateful to God to see your faces this Thanksgiving morning. Praise the Lord. Somebody excited to be in God's presence, shout hallelujah. Your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. I say your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. It's our month of dedication and elevation. Dedication and elevation. And I know that this month, as you remain dedicated to God, He will elevate you in the name of Jesus. I say He will elevate you in the name of Jesus, and you will never be on the ground in Jesus' name. Extraordinary Thanksgiving Part 2 is what we'll be listening to this morning. Extraordinary Thanksgiving Part 2. In all our services on Sunday morning, every service is different from the other. Because in some places, some people, once they wait for second service, they leave because they believe that the second service, once they wait for the first service, they leave. They say second service will be the same thing. Not here. If we have three services, there will be three services. If we have four services, there will be four services. The resources are there. The person giving it is not tired. Praise the Lord. The God releasing the word is not tired. Ever fresh. You come to our church this month and forever. Every service different from the other as a direct result of the engracement of this Almighty God. You will never lack inspiration. I say you will never lack inspiration. And I know that in the name of Jesus, you will never expire in Jesus' name. Our text this morning is Psalm 105 verse 1. Psalm 105 verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make His deeds. Make known His deeds among the people. Make known His deeds among the people. Many know about Thanksgiving. In fact, many know about ordinary Thanksgiving. Let's just go to the house of God. Many have been going many months. Every beginning of the month, first Sunday, they will come. Best good attire. Look nice. Look lovely. Many have heard about it. Many have seen it. But many do not know the realm called the realm of extraordinary Thanksgiving. This morning, quickly, what is extraordinary Thanksgiving? We'll just do a brief rundown of the introduction I did in the first service, and then we go to the body of the second service. What is extraordinary Thanksgiving? It is Thanksgiving with a difference. It is Thanksgiving with a difference. Thanksgiving with a difference. What is extraordinary Thanksgiving? It is offering God massive thanks. Massive thanks. Massive. Big thanks. What is extraordinary Thanksgiving? It is robust or big size Thanksgiving. Robust. Robust or big size Thanksgiving. Number four, what is extraordinary Thanksgiving? It is upgraded or upscaled Thanksgiving. And like I said in the first service, a lot of times it's good to look at words and opposites so that you can appreciate the thing we're actually talking about. The opposite of extraordinary Thanksgiving is casual Thanksgiving. Casual. You know, when you are going for an appointment or you are going for an interview, they say dress formally. They want you to do. But when you are going to a place, they say dress casual. It means, you know, it's not an upscale thing. When you are going for a real meeting, they say please dress formally when you are coming. So Thanksgiving is an extraordinary kind of thing. It's beyond the normal. And the opposite of it is casual Thanksgiving. The second opposite we can look at is lifeless or dull Thanksgiving. That is Thanksgiving that has no fire. Hands are not being lifted. There's no jumping up. The voice, the person beside the person cannot even hear his voice. It has no life. It has no life. It is dull. And you know, God is not a dull God. To the extent that angels are always shouting, crying, holy, 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 praising him. He's a God that is always alive. And so he doesn't really pay much attention to casual people. People who are unserious. Because it takes a serious approach to get a glorious result. It takes a serious approach to obtain a glorious result. If you want to really thank God, it must be done seriously. It must not be done casually. Number three, opposite of extraordinary thanksgiving is proud or bogacious thanksgiving. Proud thanksgiving with pocketing. Or thanksgiving with your hands folded like this. Is there anybody that can go to our president here to enter his office? And then you put your two hands in your pocket and a normal human being. A governor. And you put your hands in your pocket like that. You put your hand like this. Be saying what you are saying. No. In fact, in Nigeria, even you can't do that in front of a local government counselor. Counselor in my local government. You are talking to me, you are putting your hand in your pocket. Not to talk of the Almighty God, the King of Kings. Extraordinary thanksgiving is what God is looking for from us. And this morning you will give it to him in Jesus' name. Extraordinary thanksgiving is upgraded thanksgiving, and it has benefits. Somebody say benefits. And this morning in this second service, I've told us already some of the benefits in the first service, and I may not be able to go through all that again. But I will give you some fresh benefits of thanksgiving that is extraordinary. Number one benefit this morning that we'll be looking at in this second service is heavenly recognition or heavenly attention. Heavenly recognition. In James 2 verse 23, and the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. Why was Abraham recognized specially in heaven? He was a man of thanksgiving. He was a grateful man. And then he got to the level whereby he heaven called him the friend of God. By God's grace, if you are truly my friend, there are some things that will naturally be easy for you. There are some places you go and say, I'm a friend of so-and-so person. They say, oh, you know him. Okay, we give you access because of your connection to me. If you are a friend of maybe a minister in government or a governor, there are some places you go, you mention the person, they say, I'm a friend of so-and-so person. They will give you attention. Now, if they now say you are the friend of God, where is it that the door will be closed towards you? It's impossible. Abraham was recognized on the platform of he being the friend of God simply because he was a grateful man. He was always grateful. His voice was always heard in thanksgiving. If your voice is always heard in the period of peace, heaven will respond to you, to your voice, in the period of trouble. If your voice is always recognized in heaven, in the period of peace, when there is no problem, you are always praising God. You are always worshiping him, and there is no problem. You know, there are some people that they thank God, they appreciate God, but that is always done in the period when things are very tough. They pray very well, they fast very well, but that is when things, you see, don't wait until things become very tough before heaven recognizes your voice. Once heaven knows your voice in the time of peace, in the time of trouble, heaven will also hearken to your supplication. But once heaven doesn't know your voice in the time of peace, and then you just come to God and you just begin to bump, I say, who is that? He said, I'm the one. I say, who are you? He said, I don't know. When did you thank me last? Nobody enters this place without thanksgiving. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. I've not heard your voice in the last 3 days, in the last 7 days, in the last 14 days. You just came here and you said, I should help you. For what? You know, association always affects welfare. when you are well associated with somebody, it's easy for the person to be a blessing to you. My prayer for you is that God will give you the grace for heaven to know your voice in Jesus' name. I say heaven will know your voice in Jesus' name. I say heaven will know your voice in Jesus' name. You are not a fool to be an addict of thanksgiving. You are not a fool, because a lot of people, to many of us here today, we look like a fool to them. Why are you risking your life going to church? And I would have asked them, why are they risking their life going to market? Who are you risking your life going to? I would have asked them, why are you risking your life going to work tomorrow morning? Now you must not even be late by 7 a.m. You must be there. It's just because you are addicted to God. You are addicted to thanksgiving. You are addicted to His presence. You will not die in Jesus' name. But I want to say this. I'd rather die with God than to die with the enemy. I will not die, but live to declare the glory of God. You will not die. But I tell you this, and I say this emphatically. You know, everybody is watching me all over the world now. I'd rather perish with God than to perish with the wicked. Your faith must get to the level whereby you know in whom you serve. He knows you, you know Him. Even if the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against them. He just comes and he just this, because He recognizes your voice. Anyway, may God help us. You know, our faith level is different, but sometimes God helps us to help your faith. Number two, benefit of extraordinary thanksgiving is destruction of obstruction. Destruction of obstacle. Destruction of obstruction. I was telling the pastor of our church in Lagos yesterday night. I was telling him while we're together. And I said, Pastor, I said, don't worry about all these challenges, about what is going on. I said, very soon, it will be over. The obstacle will be removed. The challenges will be removed. And I tell you before God, that is the truth. I told him and his wife yesterday, I said, when you see when challenges are becoming very much, it shows that God is up to something and devil has seen it. That was last night. When you are sure and certain that God is God, all obstacles must be leveled out. In Joshua chapter 6, Joshua, the God praiser, had a problem. He wanted to go inside Jericho because he had to access Jericho. And there was a wall called the Wall of Jericho. They started going around it praising God. They started going around it every day praising God, shouting hallelujah and worshiping God. On the seventh day, they shouted. Before I go into that, because the wall came down in Joshua 6 verse 20. But before I go into that, now listen to this. When you say Wall of Jericho, maybe any of us don't realize that. Wall of Jericho is a wall that is 13 feet high. It has a tower of 28 feet. So you can understand what I'm talking about. It's a massive wall. It's not a kwekwe wall. It's not like your fence in your house or the fence in my house. Chariots can go over it, can be galloping over. It's a massive wall. It was done as a defense against army intrusion. Now, when you stand on the wall of Jericho 28 feet, you can shoot anybody that is coming to attack Jericho. Now, one of the reasons why the wall of Jericho was done like that is to fortify the city. And then, you know, in those days, water was a major thing. So the wall was built to protect the water system and to protect the invasion of enemies into Jericho. Now, the children of Israel had been promised that place. And there was no way they could get in except the issue we are dealing with this morning, which is thanksgiving. I have not seen the wall that is before you that thanksgiving cannot level. Just show me that wall. I've done this many times. I have not, just show me what that problem is. It's because the devil knows that naturally when you are a murmurer, when you are a complainer, naturally when you are a person that you don't like Thanksgiving, he knows that he has got you. You know, in our place here, they say, once he gets here, enemies will not get you. You know, when they say, once he gets here, you know what it means. Enemy knows that if you will not thank God, he has got you. He knows it. And most of the time, he uses depression. Something that's not even happened. You just hear bad news somewhere. This will happen somewhere. This will happen somewhere. This will happen somewhere. Evil has been happening a long time. It's not today. It will continue to happen. And let me tell you, it's just the beginning. But for you and your family, you will always escape evil. That's what we are saying. That's what we are saying. Destruction of obstacles. Joshua 6 verse 20. Joshua 6 verse 20. The Bible is speaking there. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet, just like we do here. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout. Oh yeah, now. That the wall fell down flat. Ay. 28 feet tower fell. Wall 30 feet fell. Everything leveled out. And then they marched in, and every man straight before him, and they took the city. You will take your possession this month. You will take your possession this month. You will take your possession this month. If you want to take your possession, embrace Thanksgiving. If you want to take your possession, embrace. Okay, please. What have you lost? What have you lost that somebody has not lost before? Look at that woman of God that came in for that testimony. She just joined us and told us the story this morning of how she lost her husband. Then, before she came, join us here. And then she came here and saw, we started thanking God. She said she didn't want to come out, but she just heard it. No, I must go out. And then she came again to thank God. Woman, this will be the beginning of great things for you. You will not lose anything good again. Those your children, God will care for them. Somebody say a big amen. Is an addiction. We are addicted to it because that is the best style. In the name of Jesus, the Son of Living God, obstacles will be falling like dust off you this time. Problems will be falling off like dust off your life this time. In the name of Jesus. Number three benefit of great or extraordinary Thanksgiving is yield of great increase and harvest. Yield of great increase and harvest. Yield of great increase and harvest. Thanksgiving brings yield. You know, farmers understand the importance of fertilizer. In fact, I'm in the spirit. Fertilizer, it boosts planting. Am I right? Once you use fertilizer what was not supposed to grow before? Am I speaking? What does fertilizer really do? Tell us.
It increases the yield of your product. And it makes your harvest robust.
It increases the yield of your product and it makes your harvest to become robust. Harvest that should be very infinitesimal, very microscopic, very ignorable, it makes it suddenly very big. That's the work of harvest. That's the work of fertilizer. Thanksgiving is the fertilizer of what you have planted. Thanksgiving, that's your small business that is yielding 50,000 in many months or many in a week or in whatever period. That's your small job that is yielding small salary as you see it, because many don't even have a job at all. It is Thanksgiving that will make it become very big. I have not seen one thing that is small in your life that Thanksgiving cannot make it big. Just show me. I have not seen it. If you start a business today, you follow the biblical principles and you add Thanksgiving to it, it must blossom. And when you go there, you are murmuring. You are saying, oh God, is this where I'm supposed to be by now? This job, I'm tired of this job. Eh? You should have taken me out of this place by now. I'm very, very frustrated. I'm disappointed in where you have placed me. This is very, very stupid. Honestly, I can see my friends on Facebook. Listen to me. Don't be deceived by people's photograph on Facebook. Facebook doesn't mean facelift. Don't be deceived. God is taking you somewhere. There's a future for you. There's a future for your family. There's a future for your career. He's just taking you little by little. As you thank him for that little, as you thank him for that much, you are increasing. You are growing. You are increasing. You are growing. But when you say, oh God, I'm even tired of this. I'm very, very frustrated by everything happening around me. Nobody can come to London and so on and do where it's a dry land. It's a this, it's a that. It's a lie. Many of us have gone to many places, from places, many, many places, and we are still back to this place again. Because it works universally. It works here. It works in Lagos. It works in Abuja. It works everywhere in the world. Abroad, it works. It's not about where you are. It's about what you know. Many of us, we are the problem of ourselves. Many, when you say, God, keep my enemy. Keep my enemy. Be careful. Because the other time, you are your own enemy yourself. Because you don't know the importance of appreciation for the little you have received. As from today, your yield will not die again. Quickly this morning, what are the hindrances to extraordinary thanksgiving? What can hinder a person? This was not given at all in the first service. Is fresh in the second service here as a point. What is the hindrance to extraordinary thanksgiving? Number one is low self-esteem. When a person has a low self-esteem, it hinders him from thanking God. That is a feeling of, I'm not competent to praise God. The feeling of, can I really praise this God? Can he really accept me? Can I even stand before him? There's something I normally tell us, and I've told us several times, and I'll say it again this morning. Is there any parent here? Your child offended you. So because he offended you, you took knife, you slaughtered the child, you cut off his neck. Why do you think this God, because you did something in the past, so because of that, the next thing is to kill you? Why? His God is not like that. I have never seen a caring person like God. Ever merciful. He doesn't like sin. He hates sin. But he loves the sinner. He wants to flush the sin out of the sinner. But not that the sinner will continue in the sin. No, that's not what we are saying here. But you must not have a low self-esteem whereby you say, no, I can't thank this God. Don't allow it. It's a device of the enemy. You have done something wrong. You have spoken to God, Father, I'm sorry. Have mercy on me. He has forgotten the past. He doesn't keep record of wrongs. If God were to keep record of wrongs, how many people will be here today? It's a merciful God. Especially in this Nigeria, whereby people steal money. And you are interviewing them in that same spot. Inside, they just faint. Bam. Sometimes I say, God, you are too merciful. You are too merciful. This country has received so much of God's mercy. Many people have died on the road, traveling for just short distances. Road that should have been repaired with Nigerian money, carried to another place. The person, There was somebody that died recently. I will not mention his name, but you know the person. A governor just bought a house for $1.2 million somewhere dollars, and the person just died. Does it make sense? That's why I say God is a merciful God. My prayer this morning is that you will not lack God's mercy. And I speak here this morning prophetically to those who are involved in evil. Stop your evil before your evil will find you out. Stop it. But we'll come back to that at another time. Now let's move on this morning to hindrances to extraordinary thanksgiving. Number two is lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. You must have knowledge that thanksgiving is what God eats. When you lack knowledge, you cannot get the best of it. In Luke 17, verse 12 to 19, 10 lepers were healed. Only one came back. That is, only 10% of people that God blessed remember to come back. Only 10%! Now that 90% are ungrateful. May you not be among those 90%. May you not be among those 90%. May you permanently be among those 10%. Because in the world we are now, one of the greatest problems is ingratitude. People only know what they are eating now. This is 11:21. Only what they are eating 11:21, that's what they know. The one before, no, you didn't do anything. Don't do that. If your desire is to enjoy the best of God, have knowledge that thanksgiving is what he eats. Learn to thank God, brethren. Learn to thank God. Mi lo lope, mi ma lo lope o. Ewa wo re baba, ewa wo she baba. Laye mi, ye mi ma lo lope. If not because people will say maybe we don't have what to preach. Every service on Sundays, we will be preaching on praise and thanksgiving. I'm telling you sincerely. And you will never hear the same message twice. If not, they don't know what to preach. That's why they are preaching on praise all the time. Because, Otobega, Otobega, Olorun to soro mi dayo, Otobega, Otobega. Amen. Amen. Somebody blessed already, shout hallelujah. Let me round up so that we can go into full blast thanksgiving. Let me round up. Now, another thing that hinders extraordinary thanksgiving is ritual blindness. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. In whom the God of this world had blinded their minds. Blinded them which they believe not. Spiritual blindness is worse than physical blindness. When people cannot see what God has done. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. He has set the captives free and opened the prison doors. See what the Lord has done. He has set the captives free and opened the prison doors. See what the Lord has done. He has set the captives free and opened the prison doors. See what the Lord has done. and over the prison doors. See all and all. God, this morning, my prayer sincerely for you is that God will remove the scale on your eyes so that you can see. You can count your blessing over your children, over your husband, your wife, your career, your health. Your health! Finances going out, coming in, protecting you from evil and wicked men. Wicked, unreasonable people that want to kill you at all costs. Those that want to send you out of your husband's house by force. Those that want to take your job. Those that doesn't want you to have peace of mind. Many, you can't count them. You don't need to be a bad person to have enemies. You don't need to be a bad person to have enemies. All you need to do is to have a goal and have somewhere you are going. You have a shipload of enemies. Yes, sir, the captives free and open the prison doors. See what an all. As I round up in conclusion, what can trigger extraordinary thanksgiving? I'll just give us 2 points and we go to thank God. What can trigger extraordinary? Number one is willingness to please God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning who? Concerning who? You. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God. What is the will of God? To thank Him. That is the will of God. So you must be willing to do His will. Many are not willing. They are just wishing. You don't wish to thank God. You must be willing. And your willingness shows. Immediately the person that begins to sing. Your willingness will be displayed. Your willingness will be showcased. You must be willing. It's not time of thanksgiving that you start going to pick phone call outside. It's not time of thanksgiving that you now begin to look for one excuse. No! That's not right. You must be willing. And your willingness is displayed by your action. Number two, what can trigger your thanksgiving is the words of your spiritual teachers, just like I'm speaking this morning as an oracle of God. Jeremiah 3:15. I will give you pastors after my own heart that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. I'm not here today because I wish to be here, but because He sent me here. In fact, many things He don't even want me to be here this morning. Yesterday, very, very late in the night, I was still very far away from here. God will send you spiritual teachers who will show you this thing. You didn't know it before, or you knew it, but you didn't know the importance. Then He will give you those teachers. You say, hey. Until you get to a level, you say, oh, so this is their secret. Okay. Oh, so this is what to do. That's when you get into a new level. Until the time when you say, okay, now I know. Now I know. Now I. How many of you know this morning that this is your time of thanksgiving? How many of you know? And I know that as you thank God this morning, He will bless you. He will open doors for you. He will take you to the height where nobody has ever gotten to. Your parents never got there. Your brothers never got there. Your father never got there. The level of recognition, heavenly recognition that nobody ever had, you will have it. The level of blessing nobody ever tasted, you will taste it. Because you did the unusual, you must possess the unusual. Solomon gave God an unusual sacrifice. 1,000 sheep. In the night, God appeared to him. He said, you this boy, That's 1 Kings chapter 3. From verse 3, verse 5 downward. God just said, tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. And he was wise enough, he asked for wisdom. When you do the unusual, there's no way you will not taste the unusual. This morning, the ball is in your court. To embrace or to reject. And my plea is that you embrace thanksgiving. As you do that, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Anybody blessed this morning? Anybody blessed this morning? If you are blessed, shout a big hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.